Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming down the slow lane, Davison goes to come into his box and just runs right in the pack. I wonder if he's got damage. Look at that tire almost went into the crowd as well.
Almost went onto the front straightaway. Elio trying to get sneaky, and then
Laurie Rose, a two-time winner, takes the lead from Faulkner. That's the way they finish the first lap.
Puts his hand out of the cockpit and says, there we are.
Joined now by Scott McLaughlin, driving the number 3 Penske PPG Paints car this weekend. Scott, you're halfway into the rookie season so far. Obviously, you go into the season with a set of expectations. Has it met your expectations, exceeded? How do you feel after the halfway point?
Look, I think it's changed bit by bit. You know, I think we've gone well at tracks that we thought we may not have. Like Indy, we hadn't been there before, and we jagged the fast 6th result in qualifying. Texas obviously was in second place. That was way above expectations. But at the same time, I think we've let a lot of results slip as well. You know, at the start of the season, we probably could have had, you know, a couple of top 8 finishes at St. Pete and Barber. And then Indy was a bad thing on my part, which cost me a lot of points. So it's sort of right now, it's a bit like I'm a bit of both ways. I'm really happy with how it's gone, but at the same time, I've left a lot on the table as well. So Detroit was very hard. It was probably the hardest round of racing I've had in a very long time, if not my whole career. So it was a tough one, that one.
So was it more the heat or more the bumps or just everything combined, which is
a lot of it. Yeah, a lot of it. I think the fact of me crashing on Friday really hurt.
Right.
It hurt me for the rest of the weekend. So I was just basically a deer in headlights from that point onwards, just trying to learn the track as quick as I can. But I just found myself to be just, you know, one session behind everyone by the end of it. So, but at the same time, we still had a pretty decent weekend in terms of, like, if we didn't have a couple of the things go wrong, you know, we were on for 2 sort of top 12 results, so it's solid. Feeling good for, like, this weekend, having been here before, and see what we got.
So you've tested here at least
once.
Does that, and I know track conditions are obviously a little bit different.
Yeah.
It's pretty warm today as you go out for practice. Tomorrow cooler. Sunday, who the hell knows now.
Yeah.
Does it give you a little bit of confidence, at least, in, you know, how to set up the car to start today and go from there?
Yeah, look, I'm at a point now with the car that I actually feel comfortable, like, where I'm at with my learning process in the IndyCar. So when I jump in, I feel comfortable in the car. It's just the fact of now I've got to learn tracks, and I've just got to get on top of the tracks as quick as I can. And, you know, having been here before and tested, you know, that takes a whole thing. I can just get on with it. You know,
right.
I can get on with, you know, work on the car and what I want. So That certainly helps and is a slight advantage for me and myself. But, you know, look, it's, again, I've still got a lot to learn in this series, but, you know, it gives me a taste of what it's going to feel like next year when we come back to all these tracks.
So, in general, now that you've lived in the U.S. for, you know, give or take a year-ish.
About 8 months. Yeah, 10 months.
10 months. Yeah. I don't know what day it is. Don't know what day it is anymore.
Yeah.
What's been the biggest adjustment living over here? Or the biggest surprise?
Well, it's not that much different, really.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful place to live. I love sport, and being able to watch sport like the US Open and majors in prime time and, like, during the day, like, I've never had that in my life. And I love, like, golf. I love NBA. I love football. Like, that's probably been the coolest thing.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I it's been nice being close to my other half's family and stuff like that, but to be honest, like, experiencing America and sports bars and stuff like that, like, it's been fun. Like, it's a great place,
especially now that things are opening up a little bit more. Sports bars will be a little bit more crowded.
Yeah.
So I have to ask, we have golf on TV right now. You're a pretty good golfer.
Hit Pass Moto, sponsored by Moto America, is the show that keeps you up to speed on the latest in motorcycling and brings the biggest names in motorcycle racing right to you. From candid interviews with the top names in racing to providing insights into the trends and trendsetters driving the motorcycle industry, we have you covered. New episodes are available every Thursday at pitpassmoto.com and on your favorite podcast app. Ride on.
Running should be simple. Just put on your shoes and go. And yet, when you try to learn about how to get better at it, especially as you age, you're confronted with conflicting advice, complicated workouts, and confusing nutrition trends that just won't work for you. On The Planted Runner, I'll share exactly how to run faster, longer, and feel great doing it at any age because you don't have time to waste. I'm Coach Claire Bartholik, and I went from not running at all in my late 30s to finishing a marathon in 2:58 at age 42, all on a plant-based diet. I've helped hundreds of runners achieve new personal records well into their 60s and even 70s with science-backed training, plant-based nutrition, and proven mental strength techniques. Each episode of The Planted Runner is like a private coaching session on the run where you'll learn from me and the guests I interview. You'll get actionable lessons to help you become a better runner every week and reach goals you never thought possible. Whether you're training for your first 5K or your 50th marathon, take along The Planted Runner on your next run. Let me show you how your best running is still ahead of you.
As we talked before, I'm awful. Have you gotten to play at all yet this year? Or
yeah, I play a lot. I play probably... I was actually going to play with Graham Rahal yesterday, but I didn't end up coming to the Road America till later. But it's a great... I play it as much as I can. It's for me, it's a great a sport that I can get away from. I can get away from like the sport I'm actually in quite easily. So I enjoy that, yeah.
And your pick for the NBA championship?
Phoenix Suns.
Oh, yeah, they're tough.
Yeah,
very surprisingly tough this year.
Yeah, they're very good. And Devin Booker's a stud, so I think he'll be good. Yeah.
And being from Philly, I'm a little bit hurt right now.
Yeah, yeah. Are they out?
No, but they blew a 26-point lead.
They did. They could have gone through, right?
I think that would have put them up 3-1 or 3-2. I know they've blown two games. Yeah. Being a Philly sports fan, you kind of get used to constant disappointment like most years. Yeah. Like, the Eagles winning the Super Bowl is probably...
You guys have been good all year.
Yeah. I mean, listen, the team has surprised me. I thought they were a fourth or fifth seed team this year, so... It's been fun to watch. I just got into basketball a year or two ago. I went my whole life with I went to one NBA game before I was 30.
Yeah.
And then my wife and I were let's check it out.
I'm so excited because obviously when I come over here, it was full-time COVID.
Yeah.
So I haven't been able to go to too many events and stuff. So I'm excited to go to more NFL games, more college football games, NBA, stuff that's just now it's on our back doorstep, which is... For my wife, it's not that big a deal because she's so used to it, being from New York and, in the mecca of sport there, really.
Yeah.
But for me, it's awesome.
Yeah, you're like a kid on Christmas going to a sporting event. Yeah, is there one, whether it be college football or pro, event that is top of the bucket list when you can go, that's the first thing you're
Masters.
Doing? Masters.
Yeah, golf masters. But if I had to pick anything else, it'd be college football game at Clemson or something like that. I got heaps of stuff that I want to go to and check out. I'd love to come back here and go to the Ryder Cup when they play at Whistler Straits, which would be cool. If I can make it, I'll make it, I'll be there.
So I'll wrap it up with a couple more questions here before practice starts. You've got three of the most experienced teammates in the paddock. I'm sure they've all been helpful at one point or another. Is there one, whether it be driving style wise or tip wise, that you've gone to more because you just kind of relate to whatever their advice is a little bit more?
No, honestly, they've all been amazing. I can't single out one of them. They could quite easily be annoying and not help me at all.
Yeah.
But I feel everything I've asked have been legit about. We've got a very good relationship between the four of us, And I think as I'm getting faster and more helpful with my feedback and stuff, that it's quite cool that we sort of can debrief all together.
Yeah.
You know, if I had to sort of like pick out one, it'd probably be Joseph in some ways, because we're a little bit the same age, you know, very similar age bracket. Not to say that the other boys are old, but at the same time, it's nice, being, he's probably newer to the Penske fold than everyone else, and yeah, so it's a good thing.
Last question, you've got 8 races left, including Road America, Gateway, obviously the West Coast Swing. Is there one track that it's kind of like, yeah, I really want to get here, I feel good about my chances?
Well, here this weekend, this is a good one, but I think Nashville's going to be interesting because no one's been there. I like Gateway because I've actually really loved the ovals, and I think we can be like really strong there. And I just can't wait to drive Laguna Seca. So this next portion of the track is going to be awesome.
It's good. The second half of the season is fantastic track-wise.
Yeah. So
I mean, not that any tracks are bad, but...
No, but I've actually enjoyed... Yeah. Like, the whole... Everywhere we race is badass tracks. It's awesome. So, yeah, I enjoy it.
Well, thank you, sir. Best of luck the rest of the year.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Stay ahead of the pack with the latest racing news and interviews from the Hammerdown Racing Report, your source for regional racing action as well as the national scene. Every week, we recap racing action from all around Northwest Ohio and Southeast Michigan and cover national racing series from the World of Outlaws to NASCAR. Plus, get all the latest racing news. Join hosts Scott Hammer and Ron Miller, along with different featured guests each week. From dirt to asphalt, we have you covered. The Hammerdown Racing Report, available weekly on your favorite podcasting platform.